sin and repent. When we gather like this, in my own opinion, it's easy to predict people that will go far. Very easy. It's also easy to predict people that will stop on the way. No matter what you say, their heart is never right. Somehow, they lack the capacity to interact with layers of truth. Something about them is left behind. Always, something about their motive is not straight. So God can't go all the way with them. I'm telling you, still fast 50 days, some things will still be there. In fact, we have gone up to 1 week now. Have we not gone up to 1 week? There are still people that are still left. They have not entered stage one. Ephesians chapter 2. Proximity with the master always retains the capacity to furnish a work in you. Did you know when he said it? Did you know? Huh? That means God is always working. If you miss work, you missed work today, doesn't mean that God is not working. Are you getting the point? You know, some days you can miss work. You say, Kai, I'm tired today. You miss work. But God is still working. Even Jesus testified. He said that my Father walketh up till now and I walk. Verse 19. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with what? Where is your Bible? How do they manage? See. Come and sit where you can be seen by Bible, my friend. Who is sitting there? Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Now, this is, are you with me? This is an attempt to show you that whatever event that took place here, it is on the basis, it caused something to happen, a change of nationality. Are you seeing it? Look at it. Look at it. He said, now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but what? Fellow citizens with the saints. First of all, indicative of the fact that men that are brought to Zion are citizens of a nation. And then men that are out are citizens of another nation. Now, irrespective of the fact that you are inside the church, are you getting the point that you eat every day with somebody that is from Zion? You are not from Zion. So there is an induction ceremony that takes place. And then men are moved from being foreigners, from being strangers, to being fellow citizens. Just like living in America for 10 years or whatever, how it used to be. And they grant you citizenship. You have paid the price to become a citizen of another nation. Are you getting the point? Now the Bible is trying to say, Paul, this is the crux of his revelational ministry in scope, because we can't just say, or rather, okay, we can't just say that his revelation stopped with the people he was sent to, but this is revelation is in scope, in context with the people he was sent to, at least as of the time that it was written. So he was actually speaking to the Gentile nations. Are you getting the point? So he is using physical example, physical words, physical structures to represent what is in the spirit. Obviously, he is speaking as a Jew and he is sent to the Gentiles. And he's telling them that what is happening to you now is like somebody that left Cyrene. Somebody that left Cyrene and came to Israel and then nationalized. So he's saying you were foreigners before. Even though you used to come to Jerusalem for ceremony, we did not count you as one of us. You used to come for special feasts, we do not count you as one of us. I hope you know that many of the feasts of the Jews is popular all over the world. On the day of Pentecost, when men were speaking, many nations were hearing themselves. That means that feast of Pentecost gathers people from all over the world, like Christmas. Christmas gathers even Muslims, is it not true? It gathers even traditionalists. They don't care about the person. They don't care about what is the token of what is happening in the spirit. They are just interested in the celebrations. Is it not true? Have you not seen it? In fact, they will celebrate more than you that have encountered the person. Is it not true? Some of the people that really encounter the people, they are on retreat. If you are from Deeper Life, you must be on retreat in Christmas. That is to show that these men have understood that the best way to honor the person for whom we are celebrating that day is to consecrate 3 or 4 days to those to that person. But the people that don't know the person, they don't, in fact, they call it Xmas. I did my youth service somewhere in the West, and where I did that my youth service, you see Christians, you see traditionalists, and you see Muslims. They don't care where their miracle comes from. How many of you have lived in the West? You lived in the West. They don't care where their miracle comes from. If you are a prophet, they believe it. Once you are bringing result, that's their own. So you see one person, he has gone to Afar to collect, gone to this one to collect, gone to this one to collect. Muslims come to your crusade and they receive their miracle and go back to their mosque. So miracle, in fact, if you read the Quran, they are not against me. In fact, they identify Isa as a miracle worker. That is not the contention. That is why the miraculous gospel is, at best, most times, is a sign. Prosperity is not the gospel too. Just part of the gospel. Because if you preach prosperity to them, they can pay tithe, do many things, and they can, because the word is what created the universe. That means the sound code. Are you getting the point? The sound code is what formed even the physical things that we see. So if a man has a key to the sound code of a particular creation, he can cause it to manifest. So even if you are a Muslim, you know the keys. That's why some of the occultic people in Southeast, they finish all what they are doing. They will go to your village and build a church. That is actually a system in the spirit. It's a system of preservation. Yes. Those days when we are small in the East, there's what we call Saraka. Who remembers? You remember? That is a mystery in the spirit too. You don't need to be born again. You don't need to be. It's a law in the spirit. Are you getting the point? Just like the law of sacrifice, it doesn't matter whether you are born again or not. I've taught you people this. The law of sacrifice, two people were contesting for a position. A political position. And one came with his empty head. And he said, Pastor, pray for me. I want to win. Pastor was praying. Wah, wah, wah. Shaka, ga, 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 ga. Shakaka. The other one went to the chief priest of the heavy deity and asked the chief priest, what is the worth? What is the weight of this throne? Every throne has a weight. They told him, he paid the price. Every throne has a weight. Even if you weak, you can get it by prayer, but you need to know the weight of the throne. And I need to tell you, let me not say this, because I'm a man of prayer, but prayer is not the only component of priesthood. It is the major component, but not the only component. So what the man did is that they now found out that what he did, they told him to bring his counselorship, told him to bring one cow, 150,000, the biggest you can ever see. The pastor now saw by vision what the other one did and told him, take the equivalent of that thing and go and drop in an altar. See, since he doesn't want to tell him to give him, so that he won't say he's the one collecting it. So he went to the altar to drop it. Lo and behold, he was a Catholic. So he went there, and on that Sunday, what happened is that their priest, the roof of his house has left. And what it will take to repair that roof was 150,000. And he was crying and dropped it on the altar. He won. This thing is not emotional. That's why sometimes some people are faced with challenges that will take 6 hours prayer. Instead of praying for 6 hours, they use 4 hours to cry and say, oh, why pray me all the time, Jesus, all the time. In your mind, you are praying. You are joking, my friend. Come out of that place.
All the time, Jesus. The last time I came here, I prayed.
Come out of that place. Come out. Eat. If you are fasting, eat well, so that you will not kill yourself saying you are doing something. I know you don't like this, my message. Me, I don't care. I want to save you. Am I saying tears? See, you are missing. Somebody is missing the point now. Tears is a language in the spirit, but not out of cajoling God to pity you, but understanding that it is an investment you are making. Maybe one of these days I will teach you. There are 7 streams of praying in the spirit. I hope you know that there is a difference between praying in the spirit and praying with or by the spirit. They are not the same. When you pray in tongues, what you are doing is you are praying by the spirit. But when you pray in the spirit, you can pray in understanding. Are you getting the point? There are many people that don't pray in tongues, but their prayer has more result than many people that pray in tongues. The reason is that many of them have been filled with the word of God to an extent that their prayer is consistent with the scripture. And once your prayer is consistent with the revelation of the scripture, you are praying in the spirit. Now, the advantage of praying in tongues is that once a man gains ascendancy in praying in tongues, all of his prayer is in the spirit. Are you getting the point? So you don't have time for trial and error. But when you just pray in understanding, there is possibility of trial and error. It's possible you woke up one night, prayed in understanding, and all of what you prayed is just emotional. All of what you prayed is just sponsored by circumstance around you. Maybe just because you woke up and, are you with me? Or just because you woke up in the night and one demon now, or one witch now did, I bind you. The Bible said, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. If you are coming from the left, die. Coming from the right, die. Coming from the left, oh yeah, die, 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 by fire, die, die. See, that thing is powerful. If it is true that what you are saying is consistent with the emphasis of the spirit. Of course, many people have a lot of results praying that way. Many times, because of how much they have been, there is a way you walk through a path. Even if a blind man can walk through a path, he has walked. I hope you know. Even if you are blind, if you have passed here many times, you can know. You don't need to see. You can know you are correct. But I don't want to be blind, my friend. Better I'm seeing what I'm doing. you will get the result faster. That's why we pray the way we pray. We pray till we gain ascendance, and you will know that the Spirit has quickened you. When He quickens you, some of us, if it's happening, if I pray in tongues for like 15, I will say, "Help me, Holy Ghost, help me." Because as of that time, I found out that it seems as if I'm driving to Owerri, and I came to a junction. I don't know the way. I know this is the way to Owerri. Eh? And I don't know whether it's left. I say, "Help me, Holy Ghost." Suddenly, we move to another dimension. Bye. 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 10 more minutes. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Help me. You can't leave me here. Help me. Help me. There is still yet journey. Journey. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. You will stop now and go and sleep. Your journey is still far. Unfortunately, God doesn't count days the way men count. You can come and tell him, "I'm 28 years. The immortals will say, "What is 28 years? This is my message. He doesn't want to hear. Me, I don't care now. What? I'm a doctor, spiritual one. Are you with me? No, I'm a nurse, spiritual one. You know what I'm doing? Okay, I'm both. See, forgive me, but I'm both doing the work of a nurse, a pharmacist, and a doctor at the same time, because I diagnose and I prescribe and I do pharmacognosis, pharmacoanalysis, pharmacodynamics. You bring the thing like this, you check the one that will work, and I'll bring it, and then I will turn to being a nurse. I say, "Turn your buttocks, my friend." Shook you the thing, you say, "I doctor, the thing is paining you, but that's what will heal you." I found that many sweet drugs, they don't heal people fast. Have you noticed? Said, "Fellow citizens of the saints and of the household of God." I don't want to go far into that teaching. Are you seeing what I'm seeing there? There is a nation, and there is a family. But let me leave it. Go to, if I stay there, I will stay long. Go to verse 20. Now, "And are built upon," what? I'm not hearing you. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Do you know why many of you are here? It's not because you are not doing well as a believer. It's not because your church is bad. It's not because the reason why you are here is because of this verse. Now, a man's walk with God, even in ministry, will never be correct until he encounters a genuine apostolic and prophetic office. It is a foundational stone in the building of your house, and in the building inside of you, so that you become part of the house of God. Are you getting the point now? See, many people in many churches in Nigeria, they are very good Christians and believers, but you have noticed something. They are sincere in what they are doing, and they are sincerely wrong. In fact, many pastors are sincerely teaching things and even fighting some. It's not that those people are not bad. It's just that there is a gift of grace that comes as a result of the ministry office that makes the apostolic and prophetic such that it retains the capacity to build foundational structures. The apostolic and prophetic is what? Foundations. If they are not built, in fact, sometimes when they are not built in you in your work with God, you will reach a point, you will now notice that many of the structures you built will now be knocked down. Have you not noticed? So that they will be built. It is then that you find out that many of the things you have been doing over the years, that you are measuring on the minor and minoring on the measure, that you have not been able to put emphasis on the things that will make you to rise fast. when you encounter the apostolic and prophetic, one of the things that you will see is that they have the wisdom and insight from God as an investment in their office to be able to show you the right measure of investment, specific kind of investment, specific season. They can predict how you are going to turn out in the next 1 year and a half. So Jesus knew, are you with me? That if he builds the way he's building, that it will take him 3.5 years to raise apostles. The question I ask you today is, how long will it take you to enter into your ordination the way you are moving in your church? And God knew, and he loves your church too, and he loves you. Are you getting the point? So what does he do? He somehow smuggles you by an act of his mercy to places like this where you will encounter the apostolic and prophetic, so that your walk with God, with all that your sincerity, will now be correct. It is a foundational work. If you have not encountered the apostolic and prophetic, you can study the Bible out of context. In fact, your purpose, the end in view in evangelism, will be wrong for you. Meanwhile, they say, show winning. That is the problem. If you have not encountered the apostolic and prophetic, your end in view in deliverance ministry will be wrong. Your end in view in prosperity will be wrong. Your end in view in prayer, even prayer and Bible study, will be wrong. Are you now seeing it? So one of the major work that God is doing in this last day's church is to bring down some structures so that the foundations of the apostolic and prophetic that we did not heed to when we were building in the Nigerian and African church will now be put inside, so that the superstructure can rise. If God brings them, God brought money to Nigerian church, we didn't know the reason. Do you know why? Some of the time we were so sincere, we are using it just to build schools, and for us that means kingdom. Is it not kingdom expansion? But people are dying. Boko Haram, many, do you know people intentionally join Boko Haram? I know you don't know this one, but it's true, because they pay them. What if those men, what if 1 billion is brought and invested there, and those people that would have joined became evangelists? Are you seeing the point? So once you build, am I saying it's wrong? No. Once you build 50,000 capacity auditorium, that means the kingdom of God is expanding. So very soon our focus was now on building structures instead of building men. If you build structures instead of building men, one day those men will rise and bring down those structures. If you build men and seem as if your eye is not on, one day those men will rise and build structures. Anyway, it's not my target. Let's see the next verse. Watch. Look at me. Watch. He said, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into an holy temple in the Lord. Watch, follow. The next verse. In whom ye are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Are you following this reading now? You are being builded a habitation where God will stay. But now in the Spirit. I'm trying to explain what he said. You are not with me. I made a statement now from what he said, that there is always a work that the proximity to God brings into our life. The reason why people ask, why do you pray for 6 hours, is because they have not encountered the apostolic and prophetic. They will put prayer in perspective. You will now see that prayer is beyond getting you a new job and a new car. They will reach down to eternity and begin to bring out what was in the heart of God before the instrumentality of the or prayer was instituted. Are you getting the point? And that will determine the goal. That will determine where we are going. That will determine where we are stopping. Are you getting it? So if you know what was in the heart of God before he started something, you will know that many good things will happen. But God's end is not good things. God's end is his purpose. You know, you can be praying. As you are praying, God's target is for you to mature into the fullness of Christ, which is the basis of priesthood. But even as you are praying, deliverance will be happening. I hope you know. As you are fasting, deliverance will be happening. Things will be testimonies, healings, all kinds of. That is not God's end. Because if you make that God's end, it can happen in 50 days fast. It can happen in the third day. And then you stop. You say, glory to God. I just fasted for 3 days and God shined upon me. And money came. The way I'm looking at it, I think God wants me to be stopping at 3 days. I don't need to fast more than 3 days. Once I fast 3 days, anything I'm asking God happen. How many of you has? Many of you came from there. Is this my sister and my cousin? Is them that can be praying for 4 hours? So me, once I pray 15 minutes, my prayer will be answered. Say the truth. You have done it before. My own, once I pray 15 minutes, my own happen. My own is 15 minutes. You people, you can be praying. I don't know your own. It seems as if God is punishing you. That's why you are praying for 6 hours. They miss the point. They judge prayer, the purpose of prayer, from time. And if you judge from time, the implication of that is that you will use results and manifestation to determine the end of God in priesthood. The end of God cannot be determined by time. The end of God cannot be determined. I'm not saying it can be determined in time. It can be determined in time, but not by time. Eh? It can be determined by manifestation. It can be determined in manifestation. I just hope God gives you understanding. Huh? Those men don't know what God is doing in the spirit. Sometimes they don't know that. What the reason why God allowed one or two manifestations is just to encourage you. You know you are a human being. But his end is that he has seen a generation that must be saved. And there is a particular stature that a person must attain in the spirit to be able to unseal the throne that we control, administrate that assignment. Just because you want to do something in this life, do something for God, do something in this generation, doesn't mean you are qualified. Before Jesus sat, they said the lamb is worthy. Worthy means he's worthy. Worthy means they gave everybody opportunity. And they checked who has paid the price that is requisite for sitting here. And when they checked, he was the only one. So God sets a standard. The Bible said that the standard of God remains sure. Let them that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. So a man can come and be expecting God, let God just use me. No. If you want, there is a standard for God to use you. And at every plane of God, of usability, you have to increase your consecration. See, you know why I'm saying this? For example, you can be here. See this kind of hair above. As you are increasing your I'm assuming, as you increase your consecration, God will tell you, Oga, don't bab this here again. Okay, look at just this one. Let me tell you. You see this fine hair now? God will say, Oga, now, but for you at a lower plane, you feel it's okay. God can use me anyhow. God can use me. I can even wear bomb short and come and preach. What is important is not what I'm wearing, is what is in my heart. You are a foolish person. Where you want to sit has a standard. Where you want to sit has a standard. You must meet up. It's a must. The Bible says we have received a kingdom that cannot be moved. What I assure you is that if you have the desire to meet up, God will give you the grace to meet up. That is what I'm sure of. He said, we have a kingdom that can be moved. Then we receive grace. There is grace. There is grace, but not Nechi grace. But there is grace. There is grace. There is grace to meet up. There is grace. But whether God will lower the standard, you are joking, no? He will continue looking for men until he finds a man with the heart to have all of God. Men like Oswald J. Smith calls it my utmost for his highest. I know I have worked with God long enough to know that there is grace somewhere for him to measure up to any standard. Even if he's the one our father has worked with and we are saying, hey, how can we go? There is grace. Even if you are a lady, there is grace. I know when my mother married, my mother is the last born. The last male child, Nan, came almost 12 to 15 years later. They pampered my mother. As of the 70s, they are carrying her. You know, me, they didn't carry me on. They didn't carry me in car to school, but they carried my mother in the 70s. That was how rich his brother was. In this Newe city, if you come and ask that, they say, her name is Ogochukwu, so they call her Mwogo. He said, Mwogo, you are walking on the street. Enter the car. Don't walk. We need to be ferried. People stop on the road just to identify. They say, you are the sister of this person. That's my uncle. Those days, he used to lend money to the elder brother of Innocent. That is to show you how rich the man was those days. Movampik Hotel, Switzerland, all kinds of places. Chinese people used to sleep in his house in the 80s. I'm not saying he visits China, they come to his house. So she was looking plumpy. Like a damsel, the mother came here and said, look at my daughter. Look at my daughter. My daughter that used to be plumpy, very big and huge. Is destiny that when destiny calls, you are too big to enter that. You need to. It's not. It's not the eye of the needle. The eye. You are too big. Camels, you are too big. It's not because God wants you to fast. You can even be eating. Just that the way you are, Aaron, you know, if you enter, you need to reduce in size, not just physical size, in the heart. Until my mother married, my father's land, if you look at it physically, very fine, but in the spirit, is a wilderness. Portals of demonic, not one, not two. Demons are being hosted. I'm not saying demons pass. The demons come there and live there. An elderly woman told my mother, this place you are coming by 6 p.m. Don't you know that there is a being that swallows people alive there? And small girl like you is coming. When she married me, she didn't know. By an act of God's mercy, things became bad and my father didn't have money. Now, for her, my father not having money is a bad thing. Now, life is a good thing. Sometimes not having hardship is a good thing if it will ferry you to your destiny. I used to warn people, if you don't learn by revelation, you learn by dealings and hardship. I'm teaching you now, you will hear me. Tomorrow, because God must have you do what he wants you to do, he will release you into dealings. You don't necessarily have to be poor or suffer. But if you refuse the days and instructions of God, then you have to pass through it so that you learn. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, when she entered there, as God will have it, she got born again in FI in the early 90s. That's how she got filled with God. She said, I encountered Jesus. That nothing can convince me against my repentance up to today. And began to be Mahakate. kotakatama kotakati kipokotokupa 10 years, and then she was elevated in the spirit, and the first family deliverance in my compound happened. Because nobody has succeeded in building a house, none of my uncle. It was after them they built. How did I get to this place? Hey, help me back. The next verse. Next verse. Esther. Okay. Chapter 2 has finished. Hi. There is something I didn't say. Go back to the last two verses. Go to 20. No. There is something we are missing. Let's see chapter 3. Remember, we are still building. Chapter 3, verse 18. Remember, we are still building. You will know that is a continuation by this chapter 18. Look at it. He said, may be able to comprehend with what? Where did we hear sent before? In the very first verse we read. Is it not true? This is a continuous analogy. Paul is an intelligent writer. That is why, even if you are a preacher, God said, I have made you a mouth unto all the world, even in heaven. Oga, go to school. Do your masters. If you can do PhD, do. You don't know how much it will impact your ministry. There are some people you can be saying, and go. They don't, that is not the work. You have to sit down and talk articulatively. You have to bring one point to another. So that, and then as you are moving, you now enter into power. So that they will know that it's not frustration that brought you into. It's not frustration that brought you. You too can defend yourself. Paul stood and spoke. Felix and all those kings said, Kai. I almost believe what you are saying. Kai. That means Paul is, his expertise is royal in scope, is royal in measure. That means he can stand in courts. When God called him, he told him, I will show you what you will do. You will stand before kings. You don't read, you don't do anything. You can't stand before. Even if Jesus appeared to you and said, Oh Shamaka, you will stand before kings and be my witness. If you like, don't read your book. I'm telling you now, it will never manifest. I told you people, if prophecies come, whether the conditions are spelled out or not, there is always a condition to every prophecy. Whether it is spelled out or not. If you like, don't read anything. Think some of us come out and be talking. Let me give you the mic now. 1 hour you will be tired. 1 hour. This thing I'm doing, 1 hour you will be tired. Sometimes if what God does is to drop a message in my heart, I will run through the scripture many times. And then I'll be meditating on it. And then I will pray on it. Sometimes the revelation will be hot, and I will come out here and walk around for like 15 minutes to digest it. That's how I learned from my yoga. 2018, he was about to release the prophetic for the nations, and he said, Kai, Chine, the revelation is hot. It's hot. Kai, it's hot. Let's pray for 1 hour. Me and him, we are praying. The revelation is hot, and he needed to pray. Your revelation is hot, and you needed to talk. May God save us in Jesus' name. Now watch. May be able to comprehend with all the sense. Number one, what is the what? Write it down.
You don't have jotter, raise your hand. You don't have jotter. You don't have jotter, raise your hand. You don't have jotter. Hey. Oga, who is there? Take jotter and give them. They will pay you. They don't have money, I will pay for them. High boy don't have. You don't have jotter. Okay, he has jotter. Give them. If they can't save money and buy, I will pay for them. Give them. Raise your hand. Give them. Give the other one. Can I be talking like this and you are not? You don't have jotter. Raise your hand. Go and give. They will give you money. If truthfully they don't have, I will drop the money at the altar. Let them come and take. No, you can take. Oh, I'm not. You can take. You know, if you are owing me, I can forget. But there is a man, he can't forget. He can even. Hey, let me stop. You know, these days my words are overpowerful. How is your body now? I've forgotten what did I even say? Huh?
You said I should not greet him.
I just said he should stop greeting me, and instantly the guy became sick. You don't know, authority is a serious matter. So may be able to comprehend. Yes, it's a serious matter. Dr. Paul, I heard Dr. Paul and NHS wife was in a miracle service representing the husband, and the time was supposed to end, let's say, by 7, and by 6:45, all kinds of, that was when healing and miracle and prophetic and power was moving. Once it was 7, she stopped. She said this is the allowance she has in the spirit, that even though the husband is not here, that angels in heaven are aware that she will break spiritual authority if she continues. But she's anointed, she should continue. Things are happening. She even want to show that as my husband get now, she on, that's why she will live long. I see many damsels, they like that woman. You can't pay 1/10 of the price. The greatest price a woman will pay is the price of authority and submission, but it's hard. Just like love is hard for a man, authority and submission is hard for a woman. You know, it's hard for you to love. He said, like Jesus loved the church. You don't know what he means. Like Jesus knows that the church is messed up. Jesus knows the church is messed up. He still loved the church. You don't know what is love. That I hear many people say that they don't know. You know somebody is messed up, you, as long as the person is willing, you continue training the person, watching the person doing, until one day you present the person glorious. You will say, wow, they didn't know where you picked the person from. So when Jesus wants to deal with the church, he's dealing with the church based on the end, not based on the present state. How did I come here? Oruben, help me back. May be able to comprehend with all this. What is the breadth? 1, 2, and the length? 3, depth? 4, what? Remember, this is the structural dimension of the construction of the eternal one. He wants to live somewhere. And he, how many of you are an engineer here or something related? Huh? This is the structural dimension of God's building. What God wants to build is not abstract. Are you getting the point? Now, it's only abstract for men that have not touched the apostolic and prophetic dimension of God's revelation of his building. So when you touch the apostolic and prophetic dimension of God's, the revelation of God's building, your eye will be open to the height. Your eyes will be open to the breadth, to the length, to the depth. The purpose of men fundamentally needing the encounter with the apostolic and prophetic, so that they will know the end of God's project,
so that they will know the end of God's purpose. He said there is a length, there is a breadth, there is a height.
God is building somewhere, and the construction, that the construction site, the dimensions has been articulated. We know the dimension. It's only you that don't know the dimension of God's building in your heart. Eh? That is why you need to encounter certain people that can look at you and you think it's like this. They will tell, according to the length and breadth, the articulation of the dimension of the building, the construction that God is doing in the spirit, in the specific dimension of your life, then you need to reach here. You need to expand your scope in this dimension if you will mirror exactly what God was building.
I don't want to preach. Reduce. Let me just say one more thing and then we pray. You want me to go and preach now? Hey. Revelation chapter 21. Verse 14. He said, and the wall of the city had what? Follow. And the wall of the city had what? Now, John was the one that has been ferried by the Spirit, and he began to see in the eternal dimension. The way to see the eternal dimension is in the Spirit, by the Spirit. Are you with me? So he began to see the eternal dimensions of God's construction. And he said, and the wall of the city had what? 12 foundations. Remember what I'm telling you before. Are you following step by step revelation? I took you step. Some of you are missing the whole point. I took you step by step, and I'm telling you the necessity of this kind of meeting, the necessity of the project in hand. That's what I'm showing you. So I showed you the reason why God brought you here, and he will bring thousands and millions around what we are doing. Is because he has an end in view. I need to show you. Just open a vista so that men, that their eyes is washed, they can behold, and then they take their journey. They will not faint after 40 days because they have seen where God is going. How many days have you fasted now? Huh? You have not started. She has not started. And her face is dry like this. Make sure you start tomorrow. I hope you can fast. If you can't, you receive grace in the mighty name of Jesus. If you come here, you must receive grace to fast. Now watch. He said, and the city had 12 foundations. And in them what? I'm not hearing you. And in them what? Did you remember where we read in the beginning? He said that there is a construction God is building, and the foundations of it is built by the apostles. And what? This is it here. Now, John was ferried, and he saw the eternal dimensions of that city. There is something I will say now. Some of you will, so let me leave it. I'm not sure you are matured enough to hear it. Huh? God is building that eternal city. Huh? Yes. And we are the stones. Some of you don't know. That is why you have not seen the end. You have seen answer to it. You are seeing mirror. You are seeing 1 million people. You are seeing people falling. No. God is building an eternal city, and you are the stones. And the only way you can fit in is that you encounter the accurate prophetic and apostolic ministry. Huh? It is the foundation of your construction, so that you become the kind of stone that can be constructed into the eternal building. When you appear there, finally, you will find out that you don't say I choose my plan. No, the way you have yielded yourself to molding, to shaping, to pruning, the way you have yielded yourself to the dealings of God, to the processes of his making, we determine where you will fit in. Is it not true? Ah. Are you not seeing the shape of this block now? But I'm like this. Are you seeing my shape? Will I fit in?
But I want to meet him here. Oh God, Jesus said, will you drink of my cup? It's not, that place is open, but can you drink it? Sister Scars, he be like, you wise, I thought you will answer. This kind of question don't have answer. Jasper. No, Jasper has an answer. Someone find mic for him. Hallelujah. Let's see the next. Let's see the next verse. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. Okay, 16. Watch. And the city lieth what? Do you know where we are coming from? The book of Ephesians. He said, I told you to mark it down that you might know what? And this is it. We are brought eternally what God was doing. So John went and saw the eternal dimension. Paul, he said, I'm a wise master builder. You see, John was a prophetic apostle. Huh? But Paul was a little bit different. Paul is endued with such a grace that he doesn't just see. He received the capacity to come here and construct what he saw. Are you seeing it now? So Paul had the utterance in human language to begin to describe to us what John was just seeing as visions. He told you that thing you are doing is a man being steeped in Christ, in the manifest dimension of his love. Are you getting the point? But John just saw a city and it was shining. But Paul was telling you that construction can be traced to the work that God is doing in your heart. I need you to know that the eternal scope of God's building and God's project is found in miniature dimension in every heart that has become a throne of his government. There are two thrones that God have in the universe. One is in heaven. The second one is where? That means whatever God is doing there that John is describing like this. Are you getting my point, sister? You see what John is describing is in heaven. That thing in a miniature dimension is where? So, now the proof that one is, the project is ongoing, is this one. You now see why Jesus might not come as fast as you think. But if tribulation will come, but Jesus will not come. I want to ask you, Doc, has Jesus finished his construction in your life? It's simple, it's a ABC question. As you are now, are you with me, sister? Remember where we started? He said that we are being built a habitation, a holy habitation for God. Are you getting the point? Now, in all the explicit dimension of God's holiness and character and nature, you will now see that there is much more construction that need to be done in us. Is it not true? So that we'll be able to house the eternal one eternally. Cry. Aye. My eyes have seen his glory. My eyes. So to say four square is a full representation of what it means for God to construct his building. He said, and the length is as large as what? And measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. And the length and breadth and the height of it are what? That means the length. The same thing we read in Ephesians. I'm sorry I did not succeed in teaching what I want to teach today. All my attempt is to explain that your statement. That anytime we come in the proximity of Jesus, what happens? The work is done. Let me just read one place and then we bless the communion. Let's see that same Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah 58, let's start from verse 6. Now, we'll come back to this. But for now, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every word? That means one of the purposes of fasting is for deliverance. Is it not true? So if somebody is bound by demon, bound by devils, you are sleeping, you see yourself in water, you need deliverance. You are dreaming, you see where they are chasing you in the dream, you need deliverance. You are sleeping, they will give you food, you eat, you wake up, your stomach is swelling. There are women, are you with me? There are some mothers that they are pregnant like this, there is no baby inside. You will think is after pregnancy. No, they ate in the dream and their distance well. And when you go to hospital, when you did your operation, they will tell you it's fibroid. No, you ate something. I don't want to go into those deep dimensions. If I say this now, don't believe this one, but it's from my own personal research. Don't believe this one. Many people that have spiritual husbands, when they have sexual encounter with those demons, it will manifest as fibroid. Because what fibroid is representing, let me tell you what it's supposed to be, is a baby actually. I say you need deliverance. See, everywhere is quiet. That's what fasting is supposed to do, to break the break the backbone of Satan. You must have read that book. Maybe you will suggest that one, the Believer's Handbook by Lester Sumrall. You will get to one of it that is called Beaten by Demons. You will now see the encounter he had at Manila in Philippines, when a young lady, she is in prison and some demons will come and bite her and sleep with her. The prison warden won't see the demon, but by the time they are leaving, the young lady even cut their hair, the hair in the bodies of those demons. One of those days, one will break bottle, drink it, the thing won't do anything to the person. Terrible demons, fallen beings that can only be traced to Genesis chapter 6. Fallen beings. Some of them were the ones that came down and slept with the daughters of men. And the resultant effect is that what you see in the society is a level of evil that you cannot imagine. You thought homosexuality and all those things, it is a proof that there is, in this our generation, there is much intercourse between demons and men. That is why abnormality has filled everywhere. Men are giving themselves to too much perversion. See, now I know we fell, but we need education in our fallen nature, else we will not be good in manifesting our fallen nature. Just like if you have the new nature of Christ, you need education in that new nature, else you will not be good in the living of that new nature. Are you getting the point? So even men that fell, they need to be educated in darkness. Those fallen beings came. Many of them taught men the acts of war. Say somebody died, they saw him marry somewhere else and he gave birth to 7 children, and those children are your classmates, and many of them slept with your classmates, and they got pregnant, they are giving birth, they are continuing. Are they human beings? That is how this earth has been infiltrated by non-pure seeds. See somebody somewhere. See, that's why I don't want to tell you. There are some people that will never, should I say it? They won't get born again, because they are not pure seeds. in case you don't need, you don't know, one of the greatest good you will do the kingdom in these last days is to marry and get pure seed for the kingdom. There are very few pure seeds. Those people will wake up from when the child is small, is already full of evil. That is what the Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 6. That the heart of man was evil from when? When he was youth. Why? See, a woman is a gate. I think I've taught this thing on the battle of seeds. And what the woman has is the capacity to incubate and give birth to whatever seed you gave the woman. If a demon gives a woman seed, she will give that demon flesh and give birth to that demon. I hope you know that Antichrist will be a human being. Satan giving flesh, just like he just wants to mirror Christ, God giving flesh. So it will be Satan giving flesh. A woman is that powerful. A woman, you give him goat, you give him flesh, you give him demon, you give him that power. That power. I pray that God will make you use that power positively in Jesus' name. It's too much power that the women folks are giving. Too much power. They can determine what enters this world. If they determine that nothing pure will enter this world, nothing pure will enter. Let me stop here. Some of you like this kind of story. I say fasting breaks that kind. Yes. There are some people, you made mistakes at certain points in your life, and then you slept with people you should not sleep with. Now, God has forgiven you, and you are going to go to heaven, and the grace of God, Sana Mahambe Lotososa Varatesh. Unfortunately, when you encounter some people, you don't live the same. Yes, I was listening to a message by an apostle in Delta State. One of the things he said is that a woman came, she was, as of that time, 36 years old. But when she was younger, she had an affair with a Lebanese. Eh? And then, I think it's just once or whatever, twice, not much. And then she left. Now later got born again, started following God, and all kinds of things were happening. She never got married. All kinds of things, nothing happened. Until one day, the man was the one that was praying, and he came. The lady came from a church. You know, there are some churches that doesn't believe in deliverance and all those things. They have taught them that demons have that, and Jesus, you once you are born again, there is no more demon around their life. But you know that people come and sleep with you in the night. Are they not lying to you? If you don't know what to do, tell us. Don't be lying to me. You are now telling me that my valid experience is wrong. What you will tell me is that there is a revelational gap. There is obedience gap. Are you getting the point? Not that my experience is invalid. Hey, our time has passed. Let's continue from. Or should I finish this here? Do you know what happened? When he came to the pastor, the young lady sneaked away from her church and came to a meeting like this. And fire. And the prophetic, the eyes. That day, fire was burning in the apostle's eyes. I pray one of these days, fire will burn in my eyes. So that I will see very deep. My God. So when he saw that, he told the lady, you slept with somebody. The lady is now one of the top people in that. So she said, she spoke in tongues and quoted 10 scriptures. I said, you are bound. Even the demons, they don't respect that thing. It's on your mouth. You never reach. You never reach. You see, as I'm saying this thing now, witches are not happy. As I'm saying this thing now, they just shot an arrow from the spirit. As I'm saying this thing, because there are people that is, as I'm speaking, they are delivered. I think God wants me to pass through this path. If I be a servant of God, The Bible says, suffer not the wish to live. Suffer.
Judgment by fire! Judgment by fire!